just getting used to not being nervous, and now all of a sudden here I am. Okay, I'll try not to delay you too much longer. I know you're eager to get home. Deb Drobnak had asked me to give a little talk, and I have to look here. What did she want me to talk about? Let me see. Oh, here we go. Can you read that?
Names.
I kept thinking throughout the Sunday school lesson and the service today about names. So, this is what I thought. In 1975, when our family moved to Adams County, we had one vehicle. Can you tell what it is?
A Volkswagen.
So, shortly after we were here, we decided we really did have to have another vehicle. So we bought a used Volvo and discovered it needed some work done. Well, we couldn't find anybody in Adams County who would work on a Volvo. So we decided to take it to Lebanon County, to Ladd Motors. We went to Lebanon County, left the Volvo there for service work, and came back home in our Volkswagen. When the work was finished, we all got in the Volkswagen, all four of us, and we drove to Lebanon County and wrote out the check for the service that was done. And then we discovered that he would not accept our check. Well, now, this is before credit cards, okay? It's before your time. And most of us can remember back that far. But anyway, it was also when we paid bills by checks.
Do you know what they are?
I do.
Oh, good. My granddaughters don't.
They pay everything
with credit cards, debit cards, online. Okay, but don't ask them to write you a check. They can't. Well, anyway, the manager refused our check because we were out of the county. We had our two sons with us, 5 and 3. And we had hurried to get there before they closed, and now they wouldn't accept our check. I begged. I pleaded. I promised the check would not bounce. Now, you all know what that means.
Do you know what that means? I actually
know what it means, all right? But the manager was firm. I explained that we drove all the way from Adams County. If we had known their policy, we would have brought cash, but we didn't know. And now we have to drive all the way back to Adams County, go to the bank, get cash, come all the way back to Lebanon County in order to get our car. Oh. Then, I guess, he must have had a bit of compassion because he asked if we know anybody in Lebanon County. I said no, and he said he was sorry. And then I remembered something. I said, wait a minute. I do know someone from Lebanon County, but she hasn't lived here for years. Her family is still in the area. Her name is Anna. Her name is Anna Carey, but I doubt that you would know her. She's lived in Africa for many years. He immediately said, how do you know Anna Carey? And I said, well, we lived in Africa for 2 years, and we taught at the Choma Secondary School. Anna Carey was our neighbor. She lived right across the street. The manager replied, if you know Anna Carey, if you know her that well, I will accept your check. And he did. And we drove back to Adams County in 2 vehicles. Okay, I want you all to put your hands up and say Proverbs.
Proverbs.
22. 1. Let's try it again. Proverbs.
Proverbs.
22. 1. It says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Let's try to say that. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. Okay. I read that verse and I thought how important that is to our life. If you think back through the sermon, if you think back through Cindy, wherever you are in our Sunday school class, we were talking about names. And yes, a lot of you know, I don't say I'm Lutheran, Baptist, Church of God, Pentecostal, Presbyterian. I say I'm a Christian. And I know that that means some people will hate me, and some people will love me, and some people will care less. But I want to say this to you. I've come to love you a lot since 2017. You're special to me. I know most of your names. And if you see me behaving or talking or doing something that does not look right to be called in the family of God, to be called a Christian, please call me out on it. Say, Charlotte, that wasn't a very nice thing to do. That wasn't a very nice thing to say. That wasn't how a Christian should be acting. Please call me. Please tell me. Please let me know. Because I don't want to disappoint any of you, but I especially don't want to disappoint my Father in heaven.